Nicolas Maduro mocks U.S. elections. Venezuelans are civilized and transparent. By BenQ on November 5, 2020. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro mocked the ongoing controversy surrounding the U.S. presidential elections on Thursday, declaring that his own country had some of the most civilized, peaceful, and transparent systems in the world. Nearly 2 days after polls closed, the outcome of the presidential election between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden remains unclear, with several states yet to certify their results and declare a winner. Responding to the events in a televised speech, Maduro boasted that, under his socialist regime, the electoral results are given on the very night of the elections in an exact manner. He then referred to the campaign for next month's parliamentary elections, already dismissed by most of the free world as a sham. Maduro controls who can run in those elections and uses government jobs, armed militias, and food bribes to control the vote. He is expected to seize back control of the National Assembly as the majority of opposition politicians are boycotting the elections due to the regime's record of rigging them in their favor. Yesterday, the electoral campaign in Venezuela began, he said. It is a demonstration of how, in a civilized manner, in peace, we have a proven, transparent electoral system. In what appeared to be a barb against Trump, Maduro added that whoever wins, he would accept the result of next month's elections. Given the lack of opposition and the regime's record of sophisticated electoral fraud, the majority of those elected to the chamber will likely be representatives of Maduro's United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV. We do not interfere in the internal affairs of the United States, added Maduro. And we hate it when they pretend to give lessons in democracy to the world. On Tuesday, Maduro retweeted a post falsely suggesting that armed militias supportive of Donald Trump had been tasked with intimidating voters in the run-up to the election. Over the course of the Trump presidency, Maduro has long railed against the Trump administration, which has pursued a policy of seeking to remove him from power through the imposition of economic sanctions. Among his claims include repeatedly accusing Trump of ordering his assassination and comparing him with Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Maduro has met Biden once, at the inauguration of socialist Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff in 2015, where Biden complimented the dictator's hair. If I had hair like that, I would be the president of the United States, Biden reportedly told Maduro. Shortly after that meeting, Maduro accused Biden of plotting his assassination. I accuse U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who personally spoke with the presidents and prime ministers about the plan, he warned at the time. The imperial power has entered a dangerous phase of desperation and has been talking to governments of the continent to announce the toppling my government. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.